is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Coaching in the Akashic with Kellyanne. Kellyanne Voss works for the Akashic Records in the capacity of life coaching, spiritual healing, training, and development. She supports awakened spiritual entrepreneurs through a co-creation called the Octopus Method, 8 strategies to create balance, growth, and sustainability in business and life. Kellyanne connects people to their own souls for their soul evolution and ascension. Please welcome Kellyanne back to News for the Soul.
Hello. Welcome to Coaching in the Akashic. So what is alive right now? Spring is coming, and there's that excitement. Spring is here, but in my part of the world, there's still snow on the ground. So it's melting. The sun is shining, and we're all getting very excited. And with this, actually, our spirit guides and our spirit teams, I like to call them the A-teams, they're really sending synchronicities, magic and miracles every day. And I'm hearing more and more people noticing all the magic and miracles, all the synchronicities, all the signs that are coming through. And it's really quite a magical time. And it's interesting, too, because art and movies are showing more of what you cannot see, more of the non-tangible. And we're getting into a place of more faith and more trust. Yes, life still has its struggles. It's here to be experienced. However, there's these magic and miracles that are showing up to give us hope. And hope is a really powerful word. And Edgar Cayce, who really brought aligning with our Akashic fields back to mainstream, that was his main goal, was to give people hope, to give humanity hope. And I think these spiritual A teams or these spiritual guides are really showing up to really support hope and to create, you know, a higher vibration from a space of soul alignment. And we have free will, so we can choose to believe or not. However, I think we're being pulled into this place of unity rather than separation. I'm even seeing this with spiritual practitioners. More and more are mixing their modalities and not trying to keep everything so separate anymore. And more are bringing all their tools into everyday living, which life is meant to be made easier and more fun through our spiritual health and our energetic health being in alignment. So hopefully this message serves so my coaching side comes in here. A way to even ramp up magic and miracles is really to wake up every morning and ask, what magic and miracles are going to show up for me today? And every evening, be grateful and thankful and just be in a place of noticing. If you're a journaler, it's a really great way to journal and keep record of all the little signs and all the little synchronicities that happen. And all the messages that get piggybacked onto other people's messages as well. And that happens on this radio show often, where I'll get someone reaching out to me afterwards saying, hey, I think that message was for me too, and I'm going to follow that piece. And that's the magic. That's the beauty of why we do this. Right, Nicole?
Right, indeed. Can you hear me now, Kellyanne?
I can.
So magic and miracles would be in good order right now. We had a line outage that lasted right until 1 when you called in. And we're just coming back online. Normally we're slammed with callers, but in this moment, apparently we're supposed to do something else.
Well, it's interesting because when I first called in, I got a message that said there's no radio show scheduled for the next 24 hours. So I did an energy clearing and called back, and then I was able to get through. So hopefully that'll happen for others as well. We could do something different. What have you been experiencing with the energy lately, Nicole?
Well, extreme contrast, and the spring energy is a literal thing, literal coming back online, so to speak, for many, you know?
Yeah.
Different than previous years. It's different.
Mm. Yeah, can you speak to that difference?
I feel like energetically we've been in a, well, probably 3-year winter at least, right? And mm-hmm. there's something shifting out of that. It's like we were sort of going through the motions for the last 3 springs. It wasn't really spring.
Yeah.
It was something else. Yeah, it was like a hibernation vibe.
Yeah. So what I'm being called to do today, and I just need to bring it up because I didn't think we'd be going this route. We could do an other life progression, a positive lifetime. So what I could do is I could guide the callers through. It takes about half an hour or so, maybe a little less, little more, depending on how I'm guided to channel. But it's a way of going into a positive lifetime and then bringing the gifts from that lifetime forward. Is that something that you think might be useful?
Yes. So is that something that the listeners can do without calling in, like en masse? In the archives
right.
as well?
Right. So this is something we could repeat. Like they could get it on the replay and it will support
Perfect.
Them.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. So it's really a guided meditation. So I'm going to invite everyone listening to take 3 deep breaths and allow your eyes to relax. Really get comfortable. Get in a space where you can just let go and breathe. There's nothing to fear. This is taking us to a positive lifetime or a positive time in this lifetime too. So that can be a possibility as well. And then the things that apply, you would take them. The things that don't, you'd release them. So I invite you to take 3 deep breaths and allow your eyes to relax. As you continue to breathe, imagine you are breathing in light, and when you breathe out, release any tension and stress that you might be holding on to. Allow yourself to feel relaxed. Breathe in and breathe out. Your way of breathing is the right way. However you're guided, if you're guided to inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth, that is fine. If you're guided to inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose, your way is the right way. You know how to breathe. Breathing is natural. Continue relaxing as you bring your attention internally to the space within your own being. As you shift your focus inward, focus on your breath and your innermost thoughts. As your eyelids relax, you notice that they are heavy and want to remain closed on their own throughout this positive other life experience that we are about to embark on. Your eyelids are completely, deeply relaxed. Allow that deep relaxation to expand. Allow it to expand to every part of your body, every part of your mind, and allow your soul to expand. Allow any sounds you hear in the background to take you deeper into relaxation. We are moving deep into your own inner mind as you continue to relax. Every gentle breath creates more relaxation. Now let your eyelids relax and feel that relaxation spread from your eyelids to your forehead, allowing the relaxation in your eyes and forehead to spread to your face, to the back of your head, allowing your jaw to relax, allowing this relaxation to spread to your neck and shoulders. All are deeply, beautifully relaxing. Feel the relaxation spread even further down your arms, from your shoulders, through your elbows, forearms and wrists, into your hands. Feel the relaxation as your fingers and fingertips relax completely, allowing all tension to release from the shoulders all the way to the tips of your fingers. You're invited to allow the relaxation you feel in your head, shoulders, arms, all the way to the tips of your fingers begin to expand back through your body as well. Allow it to move through your shoulders, upper back, middle back, and lower back. Allow it to move through your shoulders, chest, abdomen, and down through your waist and lower body. Deep relaxation and comfort expanding throughout your body, from the top of your head all the way to your fingertips, your upper, middle, and lower body now relaxing more and more, allowing any sound in the background to help you relax further. Every gentle breath, even the thoughts in your stream of consciousness, taking you deeper into beautiful daydream-like trance. And now you can feel your legs begin to relax more and more. These legs that support you so well, allowing the thighs, the knees, the lower legs to relax. Allowing your ankles to let go. Allowing your feet, your heels, your arches, all to relax. Allowing the balls of your feet and all the way to the tips of your toes to relax. Really relaxing into this space here and now that you've created for yourself. Deeply, beautifully relaxed and comfortable from the top of your head to the tip of your fingers and down to the tips of your toes, relaxing more and more with each gentle breath. I invite you to imagine a beautiful pathway. Or it can be a stairway as well, that leads into your inner mind. Allow each step that you take to deeper into your own subconscious. each step helps you feel more and more relaxed. And we count back from five. Five, we're stepping onto the stairway of relaxation. Each step takes us further into relaxation, and we become more and more relaxed. Four, each step, left foot, right foot, each step taking us deeper into our own inner mind. This is the travel within your mind. You get to experience this the way you want to experience it. Three, you are now halfway on the stairway of the subconscious, taking you deeper into that deeply relaxed daydream state. Even beneath your awareness, your subconscious mind may be preparing to support your desire today and preparing to reveal a positive other life experience. And as we deepen, you can welcome yourself into your own Akashic Records. Lord of the Akashic Records, please open the records for and insert your name in this lifetime. And we include all names used in this lifetime and create a safe and sacred space for your highest potential in healing. The records are now open. The records are now open. The records are now open. And two, you're almost at your destination. You can see ahead of you a special place that makes you feel comfortable, safe, and secure. And beyond that, you can see a passageway. This passageway is beautiful. It's leading to other lives, past lives or parallel lives or future lives, and any other places, spaces, and times that might be important to you. As you look, you see how the passageway leads off into a limitless distance. And one, you have reached it, this special place deep within your own inner mind at the beginning of a passageway. And ahead of you, you may see yourself at the start of a beautiful passageway. It seems to go on forever. There may be doorways of many different types, sizes, shapes, colors, and constructions. Or there may be just black vastness or white vastness. Your way is the right way. Within your inner mind, you know that each path, each journey opens to another positive, happy lifetime. A timeline that supports you and brings you peace. Your subconscious mind knows the door for you to go to. As you allow your inner mind to guide you to that door or that passageway or that journey, moving down towards it, you notice more about what is there. You notice what the floor looks like. You notice whether there is a ceiling or not, whether it is tall, far above, or lower and more close at hand. You notice the lighting. As you continue to breathe and move on your journey, you find that each different doorway or passageway looks unique. And they may have similarities as well. You are the observer, and you allow your subconscious mind to lead you right to the doorway or journey or passageway that is for you today, knowing that you can come back at any time and take another journey. Now in front of the one you've chosen, you notice what it looks like in even more detail. What is the opening made of? What does it look like around the frame of the opening? Are there any other features or markings? In what way are you to move through? Moving over the threshold. And when you're ready, you can take a step over the threshold and allow yourself to see what you're meant to see, noticing your view in this moment. You may be alone, or there might be a guide with you that's supporting you. What does it feel like to move forward? Is the temperature warm or cold? Or is it perhaps a different feeling that you're feeling? Your clairabilities will communicate to you. Standing in this new space, what do you notice? What do you observe? What is beneath your feet? What does it look like? What does it feel like? Looking at your feet, what are you wearing? Are they shoes, boots, sandals, barefoot, or something else entirely? Looking further upward, what are you wearing on your lower body? What, if anything, do you notice about what you are wearing on your lower body? Moving your awareness even further up, what are you wearing on your upper body? What else, if anything, do you notice about what you are wearing? Are you wearing any tools or items that would indicate your role? What else do you notice about what you might be wearing? Do you have a headdress? Is there anything significant about your hair? Anything else about your uppermost self? Are you aware of gender? Are you aware of age? What are you in the process of doing? Are you alone or with others? If you're with others, what is your relationship to them? If you're alone, what is your relationship with yourself? How do you feel? How are you interacting? You will receive all the information you're meant to receive. And when you do, look further at your surroundings. Notice your senses, your clairs. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you smell? How do you feel? Are you touching anything? Do you have any knowings? Is there any other information here for you at this time? Allowing yourself to become even more aware of the events and circumstances in this timeline. What is happening around you? What are you currently doing? What is happening at this moment? What are your feelings and emotions about the here and now? As you allow time to progress a little bit, what is happening now? Remember that this is a happier lifetime or a more positive lifetime. There is something here that you're really proud of that's in alignment with future timelines. How are you feeling? Allowing time to move even further ahead. What is happening now? What are you experiencing, feeling, observing? How old might you be? What are your circumstances now? What events are occurring now? What is a positive quality you're possessing? Knowing that this is just a glimpse, you can come back at any time. Let's allow events to proceed. This may appear a bit like a movie trailer where you're seeing snippets of a life. Letting events proceed to a moment, to a climax. What is happening now? How is it serving you? What are you experiencing, feeling, observing now? What else do you notice about this time and this place? In this same timeline, in this same lifetime, allow time to move ahead to another event later in this lifetime. What do you notice now? You're invited to see how these events are lining up. What positive things have happened in this lifetime to date? And know that you can always bring them forward with you. Notice if you're alone or with someone now. And what is happening now? How old are you now? What events are occurring, especially those that brought you to this event? What are you experiencing, feeling, observing? You can allow events to proceed. What conclusions and resolutions are taking place in this timeline? What are you experiencing, feeling, and observing now? What else do you notice about this timeline and this place? Notice if you've moved a lot, or if you've lived in a similar place. And as you move ahead, we're going to ask that you move to the final moments in that lifetime. We're going to ask that you notice how old you were, who was with you. We're going to ask that any healing that needs to be done regarding that transition be done now. We ask you to look at who might have been with you. Were you alone? You can also ask to see your spirit team that was there, if you wish, or to know who it was. Depending on your clairs, you may see them, you may feel them, you may know, you may hear, you may feel an energy imprint. What are your circumstances and what events are occurring? And what is it that makes this your exit point, this your final moment in that timeline. What is important to note about this particular moment? What are your emotions, feelings, experiences as your soul watches the life force exit? Allowing yourself to breathe, allowing time to progress, you can allow yourself to cross the threshold and see your entrance into the astral realm. You can also look back at your body, the one you just left. You can give gratitude for the service it did you. Is it alone, or are there others around you, in spirit, in flesh? Not bringing any of the energy of this lifetime into that transition, I invite you to look slightly ahead in time. What occurs in that place following your passing? Now I invite you to really allow yourself to see into the astral realm in that timeline. Which soul family is there to meet you? Do you notice any archangels or angels there to greet you? Who else is meeting you? Allow the light to embrace your soul. Feeling the light embrace you, feel the love of those who are in your soul group. If you wish to remember the orientation, you can. If you'd rather just take a pause and look back at the whole life you are just leaving, what was the lesson or purpose for your entry into this particular lifetime? What were the main things you learned? What are the themes in alignment with your soul? How might they affect your current timeline? Lord of the Akashic Records, we thank you for allowing any healing that needs to take place now. And we thank you for all the healing that has already taken place by living that timeline. And we thank the positive contribution this timeline made on the current timeline. And we allow the light to embrace us and welcome us. And we allow our higher power to be present. Who and whatever you understand that to be. And you can also allow any special spiritual figures to welcome you. Any sacred figures or founding leaders that you were aligned with or are aligned with. There will always be lives that pass before us and lives that pass after us. Are there any special beings there for you? Are there any teachers, guides, or other higher beings there? As you join them, what do they say, do, ask? Are there any messages coming through? As you reviewed the lessons, events, and accomplishments of the lifetime you are now leaving, what do you notice? What are your conclusions? What are your joys? What are your small wins and big wins? What are your celebrations? And as you're nearing the end of this journey, knowing that it's time to return to the timeline you're currently in, I invite you to move once again back through the passageway, doorway, archway that led you to this lifetime. I invite you to come back the way you came in. Allow yourself to allow that lifetime to be sealed for now behind you. You can mark it in some way subconsciously so that you can find it again. You have with you everything you were meant to receive. And we welcome you and invite you. Lord of the Akashic Records is supporting you in moving back towards the present 2023 timeline, reversing the way you came by returning to the same way in, the same stairway or decline that brought you here. And now you're going to incline. As you return, you're going to go back on the stairs to full conscious awareness, or back up the hill to full conscious awareness. You find that you can take your memories of this journey, the joy, the feelings, any lessons with you to use all the time. You can find yourself better understanding it, better understanding you, and more confident about whatever lessons, messages, or events you have found, and more confident in who you are. You're invited to take steps back to conscious awareness. One, each step brings you back to conscious awareness, feeling better each moment, every day, in every way. Two, become aware of the sounds in the background, how the air feels on your face, your body temperature. You may feel a little cold. Pure energy feels cold sometimes. You may feel very warm. Some great healing may have taken place. You will come back with a greater, deeper sense of understanding, awareness of the patterns between lives. Three, about halfway back up, halfway out of the trance, feeling stronger, more aware every moment. Four, almost all the way out. Five, gently open your eyes, feeling refreshed, relaxed, and aware, and feeling secure in who you are, feeling safe, feeling loved, feeling supported. Take three deep breaths to ground you back into your being. You're invited to wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, and allow yourself to feel the ground or floor beneath you. If you need to tap your legs or snap your fingers to bring you into conscious now awareness, or even clapping your hands to bring you back to this conscious awareness. If you're still feeling a little scattered or a little lightheaded, I invite you to run your hands underwater or really feel, tap your fingers on your leg or tap your leg or rub your hands together to get the energy back in. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. And welcome back. I hope that was a positive experience for you. And you can do this at any time. And it doesn't have to be this lengthy, or it can be even longer. You can go to one area of a previous life, or you can go to many areas like we did today. I'm just going to close your records. We give thanks and gratitude to the keepers of the Akashic Records for the guidance, healing, knowledge, wisdom, and information that we have received today on this journey. The records are now closed. The records are now closed. The records are now closed. And if you wish to do some journaling, so that you retain. Of course, it's always in your records. It's always there. But if you wish to do a bit of journaling of the pieces that pertain to, because the reason we do this is to support this lifetime. So my first experience with this was I had very low self-esteem and very low self-confidence. So I went to a lifetime where I was really confident. And I brought that back with me. And I probably wouldn't be here today talking to you if I hadn't done that. I really struggled with self-esteem and self-confidence. And I used the records to support. And I did other tools as well, obviously through coaching. And like we have all these spiritual practices, right? And all these body practices and health practices and energetic practices, and mental and emotional health practices. All of them contribute. It's all unified. So, but the Akashic really supported me in bringing things from other lifetimes forward into this lifetime to support my purpose and my trajectory. Yeah. Nicole, are you there?
I am. Very cool exercise. I'll have to do it in the archives so I can go more fully with them while I'm tech supporting on getting the lines working, which they are, by the way, if you want to take one call before wrapping.
We could take one call. That would be great.
Yay. Perfect. End to a perfect show. 914, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Catherine. I'm calling from New York.
Hello.
Hi, Catherine. Thank
Hi.
You for calling.
Thank
Do
you.
Do I have permission to go into your records?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. Lord of the Akashic Records, please open the records for Catherine and all names used in this lifetime and create a safe and sacred space for her highest potential and healing. The records are now open. The records are now open. The records are now open.
Thank you. Do I just ask a question?
Yeah. Yes, you can. Yeah.
Thank you. It's interesting. So I have a work question, but while I was in the meditation you were doing, I saw some things. So I'll ask you the work question, and then if I could ask you the other thing, if possible.
Of course. Yes.
Thank you. There is a woman, Dana, that I spoke with today. I wonder if you see her giving me, her and her company, giving me funding for my projects, any one of my projects.
Where I'm getting guided right now is to clear between you and her for the ultimate potential for all involved. I work very present in the Akashic. I don't work a lot in the future, but there's things we can do in the present that help light the way for the future. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Fabulous, yes.
Okay, so I'm being guided to use Violet Flame of Saint Germain with this as well. So we're going to call in the Violet Flame Dragon and calling in Saint Germain's energy. to support this, because that's what I find is the most effective. We're also going to, I'm being guided to call in Lord of the Akashic Records Dragon to do any Akashic scrubbing. So I hereby ask Lord of the Akashic Records to identify all contracts, deals, agreements, oaths, pledges, alliances, allegiances, vows, pacts, promises, stuff around events, any hexes, vexes, curses between Dana and Catherine that need to be neutralized for the highest and greatest potential of all involved. We want the healthy contracts secure and the unhealthy ones to leave. I hereby transmute all identified by Lord of the Akashic Records in all timelines, dimensions, realms, and realities. Allow all that no longer serves to be marked null, void, or complete, closed, sealed, archived, and healed to completion. By my will, so it is. And we're asking Archangel Athena and Archangel Michael, they've already identified all unhealthy tethers between the two of you. So now we just need to unplug and transmute all unhealthy tethers at both ends, hidden and unhidden, seen and unseen, known or unknown, as identified by Archangel Athena and Archangel Michael. We seal all openings left from unplugging tethers at both ends with love and grace in all timelines, dimensions, realms, and realities. By my will, so it is. So if it is of the highest and greatest potential of Catherine to receive funding and to receive support with this project from this person, we ask that the violet flame of Saint Germain lights up the way and makes it easy and streamlined and flowing in all timelines, dimensions, realms, and realities. By my will, so it is. So I'm getting this image. There's, in Canada, we have this show on the CBC network called Plan B, and it has Patrick J. Adams as one of the main characters. And it's this really interesting show where he can go back in time and rechange things. He pays a fund and then he gets taken back in time. But what's really amazing with this show is it shows, like, even if you go back in time and repair something, there's all these other moving pieces and you can't control everyone and everything. So that to be said is, there is always more than one way to receive, and when we get really clued in on just one way, we can block other ways. So what I'm being guided to tell you is to be open to all the magic and miracles and possibilities of this project flying.
Wow. Yes, I understand.
Does that make sense?
Yes, I do, yeah, because I spoke to her today, but we emailed yesterday about one thing, but then she just happened to reveal today, like, they're looking for projects to fund, you know, so I was caught off guard because I was like, oh, this, you know, this opened the door for her to, and I to work perhaps on my other project, so that's why I'm, like, excited. I was like, you know, maybe this is something that I've been waiting for above and beyond what I initially contacted her for.
Yeah, so be open to that, because the universe will give you something that lets you know that you created this, that it's meant to be. Like, it's almost like a little bonus.
When I paid off
my mortgage, there's some feedback happening on the line. But when I paid off our mortgage, 2 months later, another gift came in from the universe that paid off both of our vehicles, and then we were debt-free. And that was the bonus saying, hey, you created this, and this is the extra from the universe coming in.
Ah, beautiful. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's so your job is to take action when the universe tells you to take action.
Right.
So
yeah,
to check on things,
mm-hmm.
like not to make a story around, like if the universe tells you to take action, then you do in an aligned way. You know, hey, just thought I'd follow up on our conversation. Or if you're guided to send a note saying, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm open to all possibilities of working with you.
Yes. No, brilliant. Yeah, because I told her something that I was working on wasn't finished yet because, like I said, I wasn't expecting this piece. I had contacted her for something else. But on, you know, this weekend, I will, you know, touch up and, you know, perhaps bring it to her on Monday, you know, like you're saying with the thank you letter. And by the way, this is what I, you know, something else we could work on if you're interested.
Yeah, that feels really good because I'm feeling positive momentum in your records. So that feels really good, taking that initiative and not allowing your mind to scare you. Okay, just do what's next and then what's next. Like break it into small pieces.
Right,
in the positive, like stay in the positive expectation too, like this energy of positive expectation.
Right.
Yeah, wow. You had a question about the, we're running out of time here, so.
Yes, I'll just say really quick, if you want what I saw, I don't know if I was jumping timelines. I had met somebody last year, a romantic connection I felt with a man named Eric, but it didn't work out because as it turns out he lied and he was with somebody. But in this other, like where I went during your meditation, he was with me. Like I saw like an older version of him, and he was like one of the people, like when you were saying, you know, see who you know, you see at the end of your life, I saw him. So I really wasn't expecting that. Like, I hadn't even thought about him in the longest. I was just like, I wonder if that was like another lifetime I was seeing or something.
So very, very often when you're romantically involved with someone, there, you have been in many lifetimes together. And if he was there at the end, he's part of your soul family. It doesn't mean that he's behaving the way that's aligned with his soul in this lifetime. And it doesn't mean that you change what, like, you know, people can say one thing, but their actions really tell you where they're at and where they're vibrating at this time. So it doesn't mean that, like, there's probably contracts, deals, and agreements between the two of you, and you're probably soul family. And when you go back in, because you can use this replay, or you can just go into your records and ask, hey, what was I to learn from him in this lifetime? What was I helping him with? What was he helping me with? From a soul level, not from a human perspective. From a soul level, maybe you were learning to have a boundary around lying. That it's not okay to be lied to in this lifetime.
Wow, yeah, because I saw it. It was so vivid, and I just, like, distinctly saw him, like, as older and him just being there with me, you know. And like I said, I was surprised because I haven't even thought about him in a while because, yeah, you know, I have been trying to block out the memory, I guess.
Yeah.
But,
well, I'm getting, just let me ask, is her contract with Eric in this lifetime complete? Yeah, it's complete. So you're done.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
that doesn't mean that you won't reincarnate again together, and but you'll have an in-between lifetimes meeting where you kind of decide what role you could possibly play. There's a lot of possibilities in life, but not all of them come into fruition. Because there's so many moving pieces and free will.
Yeah, okay, I'm
going to close your records. I'm pushing it here. Nicole's going to interrupt me right away here. I know it. Yeah.
God bless you.
I give thanks and gratitude
so
to the keepers. Oh, thank you. keepers of the Akashic Records for the guidance, healing, knowledge, wisdom, and information that we have received today. The records are now closed. The records are now closed. The records are now closed. Okay, I guess shameless self-promotion. My website is KellyanneVass.com. I invite you to visit my business home, and we also have the Octopus Method, OctopusMethod.com. So I'm rushed here at the end, but you can find me there. Happy Easter, okay, everyone.
And Kellyanne's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. That was great, Kellyanne. I loved the process you did and look forward to revisiting it in the archives myself as well.
Wonderful. Thank you. Love and grace, everyone.
All right. We're back at 3 p.m. with Enlightenment in the City with Elle, and a little bit of a break, and then we'll be back at 3 Pacific time.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.